Well, Ollie, you've landed in Cork for tonight's game against Cove Ramblers. You're heading into this game having not taken victory in the last six matches. How's the mood and, I suppose, the atmosphere been within the camp ahead of this long trip away from home?
I mean, the atmosphere and mood, Oisín, is decent. You know, we dusted ourselves down on Saturday morning after Shamrock Rovers game. We had them in early Saturday morning, the day after we were turned over 1-0, and we started off a week fairly bright. We went to Galway with a decent performance, although, you know, we didn't score there in the League Cup. But we took that into training on Tuesday and Wednesday there. So, look, we're okay that way. The mood will be fine that way, or pushing.
And obviously, Paddy Mealy not available tonight, so you're expected to make changes, Ollie?
Yeah, we're making a number of changes. Paddy Mealy obviously is out suspended. Unfortunately, Rory Keating suffered a knock on Monday without playing. Just a little freak accident where he damaged his back. So we're short on manpower up front as it was. Now we're short of Rory. So, you know, we'll be stretched to the limit here tonight. Kevin McHugh is still out injured, obviously.
But Keith Cowan is set to return, and I suppose with the experience that Keith has there, that it could be vital tonight.
Yeah, Keith, you know, he got a four-match ban, which is fairly harsh for the crime committed, but so be it. He's been out for the last month, so he's available tonight. We haven't actually named our team here yet, but he'll come into contention and we'll play a part tonight, all right, Oisín?
Yeah. Already this season, you beat Cove by 5-0. That was in Ballybuffet, but heading to St. Colm's Park and making that long trip away from home, it could be a different sort of game tonight, Ollie.
It's a different kettle of fish completely here. I mean, I said that to you after the home game. You know, the whole journey, yeah, fair enough, we've had out of the way here at the moment. We're actually in Cove, but they're a different animal here completely. They're very difficult to beat. Waterford didn't win down here. Shamrock Rovers didn't win. And Wexford were very, very lucky to get away with a victory last weekend by 1-0. So we know it's ahead of us. You know, we haven't been going all that well since we played them last. So we know it's going to be a battle, and I don't think anyone is looking back towards the Ballybuffet game 8 weeks ago. I think that's well under the bridge at this stage, you know.
Yeah. How big a concern is it for you, Ollie, that you haven't won in the last six, and if we look at the results, you haven't scored a goal since the 11th of April?
Yeah, I won't say it is obviously disappointing. No, you know, the lack of men maybe out injured in that area of the field may point to it to a certain degree. You know, we've created a fair amount of half chances, you know, even as poor as we were last Friday, we created a number of half chances that we didn't take. Of course it's worrying when you haven't scored in four, I think is what you said to me there. Look, come here, you know, we haven't conceded a whole lot either at the other end, which is a positive, but no, you know, the fact that we haven't scored is a concern. We'll be, you know, changing things around a little tonight with the personnel that are available, and hopefully we can rectify that tonight and maybe get one or two frontmen back in the next couple of weeks to try and rectify it completely.
You mentioned that you haven't conceded too many at the other end, and obviously the loss of Paddy Mealy for tonight's a bit of a blow.
Yeah, Paddy's been very good with us since he came back. He's been very steady. He was, you know, disappointed with himself for, you know, the concession of the second yellow card last Friday. Of course, he wanted to be here, and we'd like to have him. But so be it. You know, every week you're dealt some sort of a setback, and we'll take it on the chin, as you said. You know, Keith Cowan has come back from suspension, who's a defender, and Paddy happens to run his suspension tonight. So that area of the field, we're fairly well covered. It's at the other end of the field where we're short in personnel at the moment.
Yep. If you can pull off a victory tonight, would it be a huge boost as the season moves on for you, Ollie?
Come here, this is absolutely, Oisín. You know, we hope to get something out of tonight, be it a victory, be it a draw, but we know how hard that'll be. You know, they're a serious side down here, and they'll battle tooth and nail from start to finish. They've a little bit of quality up front as well, with the likes of Rob Waters, and that's what that we know all about. You know, St. Harps over the years have struggled down here. You know, they've never got it easy, and tonight will be no different. But look, come here, we're going in there very positive, and we're hoping to take something home with us, Oisín.